And we're here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. A little overcast today, but hey, it's still a beautiful state and my state. So anyway, welcome. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. And today's show is going to be open topic. So if there's something you'd like to discuss, please call in and we will discuss it and talk about it. I'll start with introducing our staff, my co-host, Bernice.
Good evening, everyone.
And switchboard and producer operator, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty. And as always, we start with entertainment news. But first off, before we begin, we want to give a shout-out. We have birthdays. Happy birthday to Bernard, to Dan Capuano, to Shirley Ford. And also our prayers go out to Muhammad Ali.
Malik.
Oh, and happy birthday also to Malik.
Yay!
The co-host. grandson. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be four.
Happy birthday, Malik.
Happy birthday, little man.
And happy birthday, of course, to all Sagittarius at this time. So with that, I will let Bernice go ahead, and she's going to bring entertainment news to y'all.
Okay, everyone, we've got Herman Cain, y'all. You know, he's been having some troubles with the presidency, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So his alleged mistress is talking, and it's not good for Cain. Ginger White's revelation that she and Cain had a 13-year affair derailed his run for the presidency. Well, would you think? White says that they had sex and he gave her money, okay? And he's trying to deny all this? I don't think so. She says during their escapades, she would stare at the ceiling and wonder what she would buy from the grocery store or what she would do for the following day. That is crazy. Cain says he had a friendship with White that his wife knew nothing about. He says he did give White money regularly, but there was no sex involved. Did White start something or start talking when the money stopped coming in? Would you think?
Well, see, my question is, how could they have had a 13-year affair and the wife knew nothing of this?
And he was giving her money, and what, he's giving her money for nothing?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The wife doesn't know anything about you giving this woman money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you feel you need to help her out?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there is already hung. I think that's why he bowed out, because when she came up, he's done for.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because 13 years, this wasn't like he just had an affair and went on.
Mm-hmm.
13 years, no, brother. You knew this at the giddy-up, and
mm-hmm.
he should have let his publicists and his handlers know, because they asked you.
And not only that, his wife, too.
Oh, of course. But, you know, she probably had some idea of something, not so much that particular case of something
mm-hmm.
going on, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
She did not get on the campaign trail with him.
No, she didn't. I noticed
she
that.
She didn't.
I know
didn't get
that.
On the campaign trail, so this woman probably had an inkling about some things that might come up, and
mm-hmm.
she didn't want to be embarrassed by it.
I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
No,
sure enough,
because he
was.
Is not a Bill Clinton. He ain't a Tiger Woods. Okay,
no, he sure ain't.
So
okay, we got Bishop Eddie Long in the news, y'all.
Another one.
Lord.
Yeah, he says it's time for him to focus on his family.
Really?
Uh huh. This has been a tough year for the mega pastor.
That damn sure.
Who had to settle several sexual misconduct lawsuits. Long's wife Vanessa moved out of their home this past summer. They have been married for 21 years and have 3 sons. Last week, Mrs. Long filed for divorce, then withdrew the petition, y'all.
Oh.
Then filed again. That was the end of it. Bishop Long says that this has been a difficult time for his family, and he needs to settle issues at home. This is Long's second marriage. His first wife, Deborah, with whom he has a son, cited cruelty as the reason for their divorce. Can
yeah.
Bishop Long save his marriage, and can he save the church, which has seen so many members leave?
Hmm. Oh, heck yeah, because
yeah.
I told you, number one, why the brother wasn't stepping down, money.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that $400,000 salary
told him,
I'm going to fight to the bitter end.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
where else is he going to go and make that kind of money?
Exactly.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Cat William now. I'll wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will wait. I'll wait. No, there ain't nowhere. So
yeah, Tamika Foster, y'all.
Well, you know what? How you gonna call yourself a minister to lead God's flock and you're abusing children?
Mm-hmm.
God says, "Suffer little children unto me."
Yes.
He didn't say abuse them and misuse them.
That's right.
But suffer them unto me that they may understand my ways.
That's right. That's right.
He knew that shit was gonna come to an end.
Oh yeah, he knew.
I don't even know how he could fix his mouth to get up in front of the pulpit and preach to people knowing that what you were doing was ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
His ego.
It's the money.
Ego, yeah,
exactly.
That's it. That's
money
the bottom
and
line.
Ego. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Chabonet. That's
mm-hmm.
the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
It was his ego.
Mm-hmm.
And he let his ego lead his life into a disastrous, tragic
exactly.
event now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's not only affected, and the bad part about it, how selfish a person it was, it not only affected his family and his children, but the church, the
it
people that were following
church.
Him
yeah.
and believing in him and
mm-hmm.
had faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm telling you folks right now, stop putting
well,
your faith in man.
That's what I'm getting ready to say.
God.
That is misplaced faith.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Stop
that's
putting
right.
it in man.
Mm-hmm.
Man is limited and weak and subject to things just like anybody else
mm-hmm.
is. So don't believe everything you say. I'm so sick of all these. Ooh, Lord.
Let's move on, folks.
Yeah,
getting
we
started.
All
Tamika Foster, the ex-wife of singer Usher.
Another helper. Two men, now we up with the women, y'all. Now we got this helper now.
The ex-wife of singer Usher is coming at her ex hard. They are fighting over custody of their two sons, ages 2 and 4. Foster has accused Usher of drug use and not following the guidelines of the custody agreement.
Mm-hmm.
She has lost use of her credit card.
Mm, there you go.
And she says Usher owes her money for nanny fees.
Bingo.
Foster and Usher are at the point where they don't even speak. Friends fear their fighting could hurt their children if it hasn't already done so.
Yeah.
Foster has older children, older kids too, but she only seems to care about the kids she has
money.
With Usher. It's all about the money,
of course
honey.
It is.
It is all about the money.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we got actor Terrence Howard.
Okay.
You have something to say you want to say?
No, I was going to say she's just pissed off because he cut off all her credit cards.
Well, that's good.
And I'm not saying that he wasn't paying child support. There's not a problem with him paying
right.
child support.
Mm-hmm.
And her nanny fees, you pay that the best way you can.
That's right.
He's only paying for
he's
kids.
He's paying child support. He's done his part.
Yeah. As long
mm-hmm.
as he takes care of the kids, the nanny and all that, you
mm-hmm.
the mama, you should be raising your children.
That's right.
And you got 5 kids to begin with. It's
mm-hmm.
all about the money.
That's all about
let,
the money.
Let,
is.
Yeah.
And let's, the child support includes daycare fees.
Yes, it
yes.
does.
Yes.
Yes, it does, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So because he cut off the extra that she was getting,
mm-hmm.
that's what she got pissed. Heifer, go out there and get you a job.
That's right. Make up the difference like the rest of us, honey.
Go out there and get you a job or learn how to budget the money that you are receiving. What about the mother 3 baby daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, none of them are Usher, though.
Huh?
None of them are Usher.
Well, I know.
And Usher's the moneymaker. But you know what? I blame Usher as well, because he was warned not to mess with this woman.
He sure was.
That's
his mama told him.
Nothing appealing about this woman. She either has something on him,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know. It's just there was no rhyme or reason.
Right.
You know, I mean, granted, maybe he saw something other people didn't see, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's kicking himself now. That was a poor, poor decision to marry, not only marry her, but then have kids with her as well.
Oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh, that's bad. Well, you know it's bad when your mama won't come to the wedding, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
When your mama don't come to a wedding, and all mothers love to see their sons and daughters get married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's a treat of life.
Yeah.
So that says a lot. In
that was a
right
red
there.
Flag, and he ignored it. That's
mm-hmm.
what he did. He ignored that red flag, and
yeah.
it was a huge red flag.
I bet he's listening to his mama now. He's
mm-hmm.
a little late, but.
Well, we got actor Terrence Howard, who is in trouble with his estranged wife.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Howard married Michelle Gent, and soon after, trouble started. Michelle says Howard beat her. Howard says that this is a lie. He claims his estranged wife has private material of him and she is trying to sell it for profit. I hear some of the material includes video footage of Howard singing naked in the shower.
When
are you guys
hungry.
Gonna learn?
I know, but never money hungry.
Yeah.
She trying to so evidently he doesn't limit how much money she's allowed to spend every day.
Yeah.
So now she's trying to make up for it, you know, selling
mm-hmm.
him out. That's what she's doing. She's selling her husband out for profit.
Trying to extort him.
Yep, extort it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
She's going to make him her hoe.
Mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. When are these going to learn, honey? It ain't about beauty's only skin deep.
Hmm.
You better start looking at people with intelligence and with a heart.
And with character.
Yep.
You know, and respect for each other.
Yep.
And themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. In more Terrence Howard news, he's co-starring in George Lucas's movie Red Tails. The film opens in theaters January 20th, 2012. The movie is about the first African-American fighter pilots, the Tuskegee Airmen, and also stars Oscar winner Cuba Gooding Jr.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Steve Harvey says even though he has a lot of projects coming up in 2012, he has no plans to leave radio.
Good.
He says he is retiring from stand-up, and his last comedy show will be next year's Hootie Awards. Excuse me. Harvey is the current host of Family Feud. His new movie, Think Like a Man, opens in theaters next spring, and he has a new talk show debuting next fall.
Go ahead, Steve.
All
yeah,
right.
He's really made those Hootie Awards very popular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Hootie Awards is for people that don't get looked at.
Right,
your barbershop, your community grocery store, your hairdresser.
Right.
And so that's good. I wish it would go nationwide. So far, he's just in the L.A. area, but I wish he'd take it nationwide or either have them supplement it in other cities.
Exactly.
Because that's kind of neat, your little community folks. They like to be recognized.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they may not be all up there on Entertainment Tonight for hair.
You know, I ain't doing nothing, but I like to be recognized, too.
And you are a beautiful woman.
Thank you, baby.
Hello.
And you are. Well, 15-year-old Brian Bradley may not have won the X Factor, but he may be signing with Jay-Z's Roc Nation Records. I hear a song with Willow Smith, maybe in the works.
Hold up, stop. He did win the X Factor.
Oh, he did?
He did win it.
I watched it.
I watched it on online.
Yeah.
I watched her and him. And he won it, and she broke down and cried.
Who did?
The Rachel Crow.
Oh.
That was the girl that he was competing against, the last two on X Factor.
Okay.
And they had it on the news. They showed her breaking down, crying like a little girl. And, well, she is a little girl, 13 years old. And her mom had to come up on stage and tell her, it's okay, baby. And she was telling mom, you promised me. Oh, the girl, she freaked out. Yes, she did. And so I just emailed one of my friends on Facebook, and I said, she should not worry. The girl sounds good, okay? The girl sounds just as good as he did. And I said, oh, she's got some things going on in her in the future. She just haven't heard anything about it yet.
Yeah,
but I told her not to give up. Don't you give up. I said, because you got a banging voice. She was good, too. 13 years old, that girl was blowing.
Was that the little mixed girl, little chunky?
Yeah,
I heard her.
Yeah.
She is good. That young lady is very talented.
Yeah, she's got a contract coming in her future
somewhere.
That's how good she is.
I heard that.
She just probably had it in her mind. She wanted to win X Factor.
She wanted X Factor. And he beat her out.
But that could just be a catalyst.
That's what I'm saying. It could be a catalyst
for her for other things.
Mm-hmm, because other people have gotten second and third place, and they went on and got contracts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's what I said. Don't you give up. You give up.
Well, look at Jennifer Holliday.
Yes.
Off American Idol. Mm-hmm. Became an Academy Award winner.
Yes.
Which I don't think she deserved, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's my own opinion on that one. I really don't. I don't think she deserved that. But, you know, go ahead.
Yep. Well, flavor of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, when Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony announced their divorce, they claimed even though they were splitting up, they would still work together. They have plans to do a Latin reality show, but those plans are off. Anthony feels his estranged wife has embarrassed him by flaunting her new romance with a 24-year-old dancer, Cougar. In his face when their divorce is not final. Hello, J-Lo. Anthony has backed out of the deal, and J-Lo is doing the show by herself. Lopez and Anthony have twins together. Lopez's romance with the young dancer has surprised a lot of people. Could this hurt her public image since divorce proceedings haven't finished? Hell to the no.
No.
It happens every day, all the time.
And Anthony is trying to promote her. He's not trying to destroy her. I can see that in the moves he's making when it comes to Jennifer. I said, oh, yeah, you're trying to promote her.
You're trying to let her do hers and not be in her way. You know what I'm
saying?
How is
he promoting her? He's mad with her for being
with
the same guy.
Yeah,
he may
guy.
Be
he's
not promoting her. He may be mad with her and not married to him, but as far as the career is concerned, he doesn't want that to interfere with what they're having in their married
life, personal
interfere.
Life, but it shouldn't because that's personal.
Oh, no,
exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
Those are two different things. But
mm-hmm.
she and what just is so corny about her dating this dancer, her first husband was a dancer, her backup
yep.
dancer.
Yeah.
It was.
So it's like you still haven't learned?
No,
and that's where you go to as a backup dancer? You're Jennifer Lopez. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Well, she got hooked up with Brad Cooper real quick, but that didn't last.
No.
You knew that wasn't going to last.
Mm-hmm.
That was like Ben Affleck wasn't going to last.
Yeah.
Good looking guy, but you're not their flavor.
Well, Ice Cube was close to signing a deal with the Fox Network, y'all, for a revenge show, Eye for an Eye. This will be his first TV series. I thought the other one, Are We There Yet? But I guess he was just directing that or producing it. I guess so.
He was
okay.
the producer. I don't think he was directing, but I know he was
the
producer.
Oh, he's a producer.
Okay.
Okay, the life story of TLC is coming to the VH1 network. Chili, T-Boz, and Lefi were the top-selling and most successful female group in history during the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
The group had many hits, Waterfalls, No Scrubs, Creep, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, but they also had their share of troubles. Lefi died in a car crash in 2002.
Mm.
When she was alive, she made headlines burning down the mansion of her boyfriend, football Andre Rison. T-Boz has had health issues over the years. She recently filed for bankruptcy.
Mm.
TLC filed for bankruptcy as a group during their heyday, accusing their record company and management of shady business dealings. Get well to boxing legend Muhammad Ali. He was recently hospitalized after collapsing in his home. For the past 3 decades, Ali has suffered from Parkinson's disease. So, y'all, please keep him up in prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and actress Denise Vasey has been named as a replacement for Stacey Dash on the VH1 show Single Ladies. Now, that's produced by Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the second season kicks off next summer. Vasey is best known for her role on the recently canceled All My Children.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys ever see a picture of her, she looks just like Stacey Dash, darn near.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. What's her name? Who is it?
Her name is... where's her Vasey? Denise Vasey, V-A-S-I.
Oh, I've probably seen her. I just can't think of her right now.
Yeah. That's her. She looks just like her. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, light bright. Singer Brandy is gearing up for a busy new show. In addition to releasing a new album, she has joined the cast of the BET show The Game. The Game season kicks off Tuesday, January 10th. She also is going to be in Tyler Perry's new movie, The Marriage Counselor. Has anybody watched Tyler Perry's new show?
Better for Worse?
Yeah, Better for Worse.
I haven't caught that yet.
It's good. It's good, y'all.
Is it?
Angie is still Angie, but she's more mature.
Mm-hmm.
She's not as loud and as brash, but she's still Angie.
What's the name of this show now?
For Better or Worse.
And what channel
is
it on?
TBS.
Okay.
I think it's Wednesday nights it comes on, but it's a good show.
Okay.
I'm telling the listening audience, y'all should check it out. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. At this time, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back in about 5. And at that time, Chabonet is going to come with News of the Weird, and I know all you fellas out there waiting for the scores. Okay.
Yeah. I need it. I need it.
Oh, girl.
You know very well what you
2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Call on in. We're getting ready to get down, y'all.
Welcome back, everybody. So we're all ready to hear about weird news from Miss Chabonet. What's going on, girl, down the hall?
Oh, got some crazy things. In an October ceremony in the Sitar district in India's Maharashtra state, 285 girls were allowed to change their names, as each of them had originally been named the Hindi word Nakusa, which translates to unwanted, expressing their parents' disappointment at not having had a son. Oh. In Sitara, only 881 girls are born for every 1,000 boys, reportedly the result of abortion. Given the expense of raising a girl whose family is expected to pay for any wedding, give a dowry to the groom's family.
That's sad.
Oh,
yeah. Those are arranged weddings.
A lot of them are.
And they still go on traditionally, even here in the States.
And in Swedish, these judges are off the chain. A court dismissed charges against two 20-year-old men in October, accused of having bared a passed-out 18-year-old woman's breast at a party and taken photos. Since the woman was not, quote-unquote, aware that she was being molested, the court acted like it was not a crime.
What?
Yep.
That is assault. Oh, my God.
It is,
because
she's unaware.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the United States, they would have been charged. Also in October, the Falun District Court in central Sweden convicted 23 women of possession of large quantities of child pornography, but gave them suspended sentences, merely fining them in amounts as low as the equivalent of $375. Their male ringleader was sentenced to 1 year in prison.
My God, 23 women with child pornography?
Yep.
It's bad enough when we hear about it from men, but women? That's some sick boo-boo, y'all.
Yeah, that's
that
that's
is
sick.
Some sick boo-boo there.
So basically, if you want to commit a crime and get away from it, go live in Sweden.
Go live in Sweden.
Factory worker Billy Hyatt, who was fired in 2009 by North Georgia plastic company Pilant Corp., filed a lawsuit in August alleging illegal religious discrimination. Pilant, now called Berry Plastics, required its employees to wear stickers indicating the number of consecutive accident-free days, and March 12, 2009 was the 660th day. When Hyatt refused to wear the mark of the beast, embracing that number he thought would condemn him to hell, he was suspended and then fired.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have nothing to say on that.
No comment.
Yes.
I have nothing to say on that.
Israelis lately experience attacks not just from the outside but from its own ultra-Orthodox communities, about 10% of the country and growing, whose activists have jeered and stoned immodestly dressed women and girls as young as six. On the street, defaced women's images on billboards, forced illegal gender segregation in public facilities including buses and sidewalks, and vandalized businesses that treat women as equals, such as one ice cream shop since female customers lick the cones in public. An especially violent minority, the Sakrakrim, employ some tactics similar to the Ku Klux Klan in America.
I'm going to pray for all those women. Yeah. I'm going to pray for all those men. Woe to those men. Woe to those men.
Yeah, just
sick. That's all I got to say.
And they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a woman.
That's right.
Thank you. How does an extortionist or kidnapper safely collect the money that has been dropped off for him? In July, police staking out a vacant field in Saraline Township, Ohio, after leaving the $22,000 ordered by an alleged extortionist, Frank Pence, waited for about an hour, but Pence failed to show. Then one officer noticed the money slowly moving across the field and finally caught up to Pence, who was pulling a very, very long, partially concealed rope from a location a distance from the drop site. I tell you, people. Authorities in Washington County, Oregon, said in October that they would not file charges against a very weird 21-year-old woman who had felt compelled, as a tribute to her horse that had just died of old age, to get naked and climb inside the horse's carcass.
Oh, my God.
To feel one with it.
Ah.
Her boyfriend recorded the extremely bloody adventure with numerous photographs, many showing her smiling joylessly, which made their way onto the internet and available to any viewers with strong stomachs. Said Deputy Sergeant Dave Thompson, at some point in your career, you say, yeah, I've seen a lot of bad stuff, and you see this kind of picture and realize maybe you haven't seen everything.
That's demented. That's demented.
Oh,
she's a soldier for the devil, y'all.
That's demented.
She's a soldier for the devil.
Just sick with it. A lawyer's first rule of cross-examination is to never ask a question you don't already know the answer to. But criminal defendants who act as their own lawyers typically do not get that memo. William Caesar, charged with about 25 robberies in Allentown, Pennsylvania area, began questioning his alleged victims at his trial in November.
Mm-hmm.
Please describe, he asked the first, what the robber sounded like. Answered victim Daryl Evans, he sounded like you. After Caesar asked a second victim the same question and received the same answer, he decided to stop cross-examining the victims. He was convicted of 19 out of 25 counts of robbery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's what he did.
And an old story. In the Texas, in New Brunswick, Texas, in November 2005, Robert Villarreal, 34, was sentenced to 50 years in prison after he sold drugs to the same undercover officer for the third time in a 14-year period. He had actually argued entrapment, claiming that the first sale in 1998, he was so young, age 18, that he shouldn't be expected to remember later what the officer looked like.
Wrong answer.
Dumbass.
And those are my stories of news of the weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Off the
interesting
chain.
Interesting stories today.
Excuse me.
Area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Y'all better call in. It's getting good. All right, girl, what's going on in the sports today?
All right, for the NFL sports scores. And over time, if you did not just catch the end of the game, the Broncos beat the Bears by one field goal. What? 13-10. That was a damn good game to
yes,
the end,
was.
Y'all.
Yes, it sure was.
It sure was.
Good
it was.
Game. 49ers, sorry, Mama Rollins, lost to the Cardinals, 21-19.
Look. I'm a Redskin. Okay?
Oh, my bad.
Skin.
I got you mixed up. I'm sorry. My bad.
Get it straight.
My bad. We have
okay,
less
I'll let you slide this time.
Excuse me, okay? Less than 2 minutes left, the Packers are whooping the mess out the Raiders, 46-16. Sorry, Jason.
46?
Yes, 46-16.
Ooh, my God. Wow.
And then we have the Chargers beating the Bills, 37-10. The Texans beat the Bengals, 20-19. That was another good game to the bitter end. The Vikings lost to the Lions, 34-28. The Saints beat the Titans, 22-17. The Eagles beat the Dolphins, 26-10.
Oh, the Eagles won today. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
The Jets beat the Chiefs, 37-10.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots, oh, here you go, Mama Rollins, sorry. Patriots 34 beat the Redskins 27.
Yeah. I'm still a diehard Redskin fan, y'all. I'm still a diehard.
You do. You got to ride or die for your team.
Yes,
you got to ride or
die for my team.
There
just like
you
do for your Cowboys.
You know. All right. The Falcons beat the Panthers 31-23. Damn, the Jaguars beat the Buccaneers 41-14.
Ooh, that is not good for the Buccaneers. That is not good.
Woo.
Is there pink slips being handed out to the coaches? No, I'm just saying.
Well, they had seven turnovers in this game.
Dang.
Seven.
Oh, my God. Where were the coaches, okay?
I have no idea. Ooh. Not good at all.
That somebody need to come to Jesus meeting.
Ooh. Somebody need a new job is what they need. That's just too bad. Ravens beat the Colts 24-10. If you caught Thursday's game, Rapenberger and the Steelers beat the Browns 14-3. This man had a leg injury, comes back. back and still wins the game.
Wow.
The hell is wrong with you teams out here? Somebody got to put down Raven-Berger and the Steelers. I just want to throw it.
Oh, you just
well, tell us how you really feel.
I'm telling you.
You know, how you really
what
feel
you
about
Raven-Berger.
Oh, just a little sick in my mouth right now. Let me get back to the score.
What you say, sick in my mouth?
Sick in my mouth. Ugh. Sorry, Kenny and Brendan. You know I just can't stand them Raven-Berger and them Steelers ever since they cheated the Seahawks. I never know respect.
Yeah.
All right, tonight's NFL Sunday Night Football is the Cowboys against the Giants. So it's me and my big bro, Ren.
Yeah.
Our two teams going at it. So good luck to both of our teams tonight. It's on NBC.
Good luck, y'all.
8:20 Eastern Time, 5:20 Pacific. And Monday Night Football is the Rams against the Seattle
Seahawks.
Seahawks going to have that game.
All right. And that will be, yeah, they should win. The Seahawks are 5-7. The Rams are 2-10. So come on, Seahawks. You got to pull this one.
Yeah, they got to pull this one.
Oh, yeah, we'll win it. I'm not even worried about it. Okay. I know we're going to win that game.
You better worry about it if you and I am. Because they be trying to get the Seahawks, you know. They're trying to give them, you know, we got to give
them. We might wild card into the Super Bowl. Y'all never know.
Never know. That's true. But that game will be on ESPN, 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific.
Okay.
And those are the scores for the 14th regular week season of the NFL.
That's cool. We got a good season this year, y'all, even though we did get in there kind of late.
Yeah. Well, and that's another thing, too. For all you NBA fans,
we know
we have NBA now, and the games begin Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Yes.
Yep.
And, of course, for all you listeners, next Sunday we'll have Coach Jordan on, and we'll be discussing that, too, about the NBA, because some people feel the team, the players folded and accepted because they took a percentage cut. But anyway, we will be discussing that next Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, and it will be back-to-back games. Starting Christmas Day, and I believe the season is going all the way to June or July.
They're still making money.
Because
if they cut the season off in April when they're supposed to cut it off, then you can say, okay, they lost a substantial amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to run the season all the way up to the summer.
Yeah.
Then you're still making money. You haven't really lost that money.
No, you haven't.
That's bull.
That's
you know?
No, I know.
The propaganda that goes on.
And just to let you know, the teams that will be playing Christmas Day is Boston against New York, Miami. Excuse me, Boston will be in New York, Miami will be in Dallas, Chicago will be in L.A., Orlando will be in Oklahoma, and L.A. Clippers will be in Golden State.
Wow.
So, and they're running back-to-back. It starts
at
12 p.m. Eastern, so basically 9 o'clock for us, and it'll end 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 for us.
Wow.
All day long.
All day on
Christmas Day?
Yeah, Christmas Day on TNT. Boston versus New York will be on TNT. Miami versus Dallas. Chicago versus LA Lakers. Both of those games will be on ABC.
Okay.
Orlando against Oklahoma City. LA Clippers against Golden State will be on either ESPN or ESPN3.
Okay.
And there you go.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Yes, thank you for that information. Hope everybody got that. That's area code 646-727-2914. If you have any comments, please call on in.
There you go.
Okay.
And now we'll ride out into our subject tonight, open topics, people, open topics.
Well, one open topic we were discussing prior to the show that I want you to bring up, Chauvinet, about the toys for the kids.
Okay.
This is something
I caught on news radio.
Okay.
That there is this company and a website called Toy Guru, like kangaroo. And what you can do with this website is rent toys for your kids.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Now, the way it works is that you have plans from 30 to 60 days. These toys are supposed to be shipped, sanitary. You do have the option to purchase the toys if you want to. If they're ever broken or lost, you will have to pay for those toys. You'll receive these toys from FedEx. You'll return them through FedEx. Here's the thing that I have a problem with.
Okay.
Is that you're buying these toys to rent, and they said it's real popular, I guess, during Christmas. So these are for people who really can't afford to buy the toys for their family.
Exactly. That's
so they
I'm
rent
thinking.
The toys.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids open them. Yay! You know,
yeah.
they got the toys. But they can only play with these toys 30 to 60 days. Now, they do allow you to extend sometimes. But my thing is, what if you don't have the money to extend it? So now you got
not
to
only
this,
that,
you
wouldn't
gotta
that
take,
break a child's heart?
But you got to exactly, you got to take the toy from the child and return it back.
Exactly.
Now, if you're renting the toy because you know within the next week or two you'll be able to officially buy the toy,
mm-hmm.
okay, that I can work with.
Right.
But I'm just on the fence of buying these toys, and they have different plans. You can get four toys for $24.99 a month, six toys for $32.99 a month,
mm-hmm.
or eight toys for $42 every month. Or
well, that's just like you know, women is renting purses and stuff.
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, you can rent purses,
and it's a lot of things. You can rent things left and right, but
mm-hmm.
I just think for
that's
a child
ridiculous.
And a toy.
Yeah, that's
unless
ridiculous.
You have, if you know your timeline, you're going to get a toy before
mm-hmm.
you return it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so be it. But if you're getting it because you can't afford it and you take this toy from this child to return it,
thank
I have
you.
A problem with that. I think
yep.
that's just
I
cruel
have a big
to do
problem
that.
That's
with
cruelty
it.
To children to me.
That is
that's,
beyond cruelty.
Well, yeah.
What a hurt is that? What kid don't wake up Christmas morning
mm-hmm.
and thinking that whatever that they
it's
get is
their
to
toys.
Keep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not to return.
I don't
you
think
know,
any
don't
parent.
When the
you know, I don't think
it.
Any parent in their right mind would do that to their.
Oh no,
no,
it's very popular. This website
what?
Is very popular.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Oh, it wouldn't be.
Oh,
it,
I
it
am really shocked now.
If, they, if people weren't participating in it, so no, they do. But I'm thinking, number one, how could you even come up with an idea like that to take the toy away. It just
mm-hmm.
I can't even talk. It just burns me up so
yeah.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to even have a website like that, that to me is being very selfish.
It is selfish.
You know.
Well, see, I look at it both ways. I don't think it's selfish. I think it does help people who can't afford the toys that at least their children will be able to wake up to some toys.
But the part you're looking at is if it gets broken, they have to pay for it, and they don't have the money to pay for it.
See, that's the thing. If it's broken or
yeah.
lost,
yeah,
you got to pay for
it. Yeah, but
that's
what I'm saying. So what is it accomplishing?
Well, no, what I'm saying is on both sides, at least the kids wake up with Christmas presents. Yay, have
mm-hmm.
some fun.
Okay,
right.
Devil's Advocate.
If you know your timeline, yes, I am playing Devil's Advocate. If you know your timeline that you can buy the toys, these official toys you can buy, you're just using this as a cover right now until your money comes in,
mm-hmm.
then go for it. But if you know you cannot purchase these toys,
right.
then I think it's an issue because at that time you're going to have to rip that toy from that child
yep.
and return it back to this company. So I think it's got pros and cons. I think it's helpful for people who need it right away, like a payday loan.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not helpful for people who cannot afford these toys and won't
right.
be able to pay for them.
That's true.
That's the
true.
Way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a vicious circle. It's like the payday loan. Most
mm-hmm.
people that do that, it becomes a vicious circle to them.
It does.
That's why they, well, at least Washington State, we've regulated it here.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we have.
But yeah, but with the toys, that just and you're right. I understand what you're saying, Shavon. That's the logical explanation. The compassionate side of me is agreeing with Vernice as well as you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as to take this away from the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it's
yeah.
an Xbox? Xbox Kinect and all that is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Those toys are $200 and $300.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're very
and
popular.
And those kids, those are the toys
and
that
games.
They're going to want.
That's
and the
right,
games,
and the
that's
games.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to take this away from the child because it's like, okay, it's 60 days, now we need this $250
mm-hmm.
for this game or whatever, and they don't have the money.
And then on Charbonnet's point of view, when you get kids younger than that is where they rip those toys for the
mm-hmm.
little toddler kids and the 4, 5, and 6-year-olds.
Well, a lot of the toys on here are not for teenagers. It just goes from newborn to maybe 10,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it. It doesn't go any higher than that.
Well,
and,
see,
and the kids don't understand
that.
At that age, they don't understand why they can't keep their toy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's called Tangaroo,
wow.
Toy-Garoo.
Toy-Garoo.
If you feel the need that you got to rent a toy for whatever reason, Tangaroo.com.
No.
Mm-hmm. Toy-Garoo, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Aru.
Aru. Thank you, exactly.
Yeah, Aru.
Okay, I've got some news from Libya.
Oh, Lord.
Libya leaders send UN new appeal to unfreeze funds.
Mm.
And Tripoli, senior figures in Libya's new leadership have written a letter to the United Nations asking to release funds from frozen 3 months after the country's civil war ended. The central bank chief said on Saturday, "We need this money to manage the country or the country. the central bank governor said on the sidelines of a conference. The freezing of Libyan assets was part of a package of sanctions intended to put pressure on Gaddafi's administration to stop attacking civilian protesters.
Hello.
Yet, by late November, only about $18 billion of the $150 billion in seized assets have been released by special dispensations of the United Nations Security Council's Sanctions Committee. Diplomats said last month that of the $18 billion, only about $3 billion have been made available to Tripoli. Diplomats said they were concerned that Gaddafi or his family could be the legal owner of the assets, not the Libyan state, and had expressed worries about the legitimacy of the unelected NTC. Libya can generate substantial revenues from oil exports, but these were halted by the conflict and are taking time to restore, leaving a hole in the NTC's finance.
Yeah, because they put sanctions against him when Gaddafi was in
mm-hmm.
power.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to rebuild, and
they need that money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're kind of worried about what his family, Gaddafi's family, is saying about the company using their money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got $150 billion. It was only $18 billion has been accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So where's that other 137 billion dollars?
Yep.
So yeah, and they need that for the infrastructure of that country to
right.
try and start to rebuild it again.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Mm, that's going to be interesting to see outcome, because you know they just got, didn't they just arrest one of his sons?
Yeah,
recently?
In Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Remember,
yeah.
he was trying
yeah.
to go to Mexico because
he was
yeah.
trying to cross the border. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Isn't that wild?
They got a long way to go, but they'll get there. They'll get there.
Yeah.
There's a long road ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They'll get it, though. Well, we got China says already part of effort to help Europe. China will remain part of international efforts to help Europe through its crisis, Vice Foreign Minister Fu Ying said on Saturday, dismissing the idea that Beijing was sitting back as the region suffered. China will be part of the international effort to help Europe. We've done a lot. We have been so much into it, Europeans know it, she told reporters on the sidelines of a conference in Vienna. Asked how China would help, she said, "We want to invest. We are importing more. We are sending delegations to buy, to purchase. That will help create jobs. That will help stimulate the economy. China will continue to be part of the effort because we are interrelated, interdependent. We are in it together. We are in one boat," she said.
Hmm. Yeah, China, shit, I think they own half America as it is. China,
that's what
Japan.
I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, we
brought
the money.
They're buying
China,
up America.
Yeah.
America's
mm.
already for sale, okay?
Mm.
Americans
yeah.
can't buy
Japan
no more.
Japan got one-third of America as
yeah.
it is.
Because
mm-hmm,
Americans
China.
Can't buy no property. They didn't
no,
put everybody.
We can't buy nothing over there, but they sure got their hands
oh,
over
yeah.
here
over
owning
here.
Stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Because we owe them money.
Yeah, we do. We owe China money.
We owe them money. Mm-hmm.
And sold some of our assets to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, okay. you know what got me when they started letting our docks go on the East Coast?
Yeah.
When they sold out to, was it Dubai or somebody over there, they sold out part of our docks? I mean,
yeah,
are you crazy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they were picketing and having
mm-hmm.
those riots over
yep.
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Import-export is one of our mainstays for
yep.
the country.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, they, like you said,
good
they,
consumer goods.
They have sold out America.
They had, you know they were looking at our ports over here.
Yes.
We shut it down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that ain't. Mm-mm.
It ain't happening. I'll give
not
Gregor that.
Not on the
that.
West Coast. Mm-mm.
She shut that down real quick because they were. They were looking at our ports.
They sure were.
She shut that down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So at least she did something right.
They was huh? looking at Seattle. Yeah. They was looking at San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
They was looking at them ports tough. And I'm like, oh, yeah, if they get them, they got it all, you know, wrapped up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Well, should we take one more quick little break before we do the last few minutes of the show?
No, we just got about 10 minutes left.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about the occupied. Bernice brought me an article on the 47 that were arrested in police arrested in Boston
mm-hmm.
after the protest camp. But I want to know, how do y'all feel about the Occupy? Me, I started looking at the Occupy in a totally different way because I looked at, okay, I know you're making a point, and our government economically just sucks all the way across the board.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I understand. But now you've brought out all these different definitions, homeless,
mm-hmm.
runaways,
mm-hmm.
drug addicts, and all this. They really don't have anything to do with the Occupy, but yet it's costing us money now.
Right.
Now, this is where I say I looked at it a little bit differently. When Martin Luther King's and these people marched
mm-hmm.
to make a point, they
mm-hmm.
marched, they went home.
Right.
Same with the black Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
When
they marched and went home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They marched or they stood there and stood,
mm-hmm.
and you know what it was about.
Right.
And then they
mm-hmm.
went home.
Right.
But it didn't cost the government any extra money.
Mm-hmm.
But it made them stop and listen to what we had to say.
That's right.
Now, coming back, okay, now we're in 2011 with the Occupy.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they make a statement like that instead of pitching tents and all that? To me, it's like the homeless are just moving from one place to another.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're shoving them from one place to the other. They really have no place to go. Because every place they have been, they have ran them off.
Well, yeah, because it's one thing to occupy if you
mm-hmm.
want to stand there and hold your rally or whatever.
Right.
5 o'clock, take your ass home.
Right.
And come
see,
back
and they're
the
pitching their tents and staying there as long as they
can.
Yeah,
they're pitching tents on the street.
Until they tell them to get up and leave.
Drugs,
yes.
Feces, all this
yes.
stuff is out there. It's like,
and
come on, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the way I look at it, I think when the movement first started, and it is going worldwide, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
I think it started off with a good purpose. It really was. Because
yes,
it was
did.
About
mm-hmm.
unemployment and regulations on
right.
Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can understand. Now it's gotten into school tuitions, housing development, or housing, people have lost their housing.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those I can understand as well. But it's become so chaotic that their points
is
are now
lost.
Yeah,
they lost
is.
Their
it's
point.
Drowning.
Yeah.
And reason being is because there's no organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we marched for civil rights or other countries
there
have
was
rights
organization.
For the, you know,
yeah.
civility of their countries and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it was. It was organized.
Mm-hmm.
They had one person who spoke. They had committees. They had it down
mm-hmm.
pat.
It was a
this
plan.
This
yeah,
is
they
not
plan.
Organized
no,
whatsoever.
It's, not.
It's very confusing. And on top of that, they're all, well, we're 99%, and the 1% is the corporations. Well, I'm that 1% because you burning my tax dollars every time these cities have to come out here and clean these streets,
that's right.
have to hire police officers to work
right.
overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, they're having the city sweepers come by and clean. All of this is costing all of us taxpayers.
Yes.
So while you're the 99%, I guess everybody who's working is the 1%, you're costing us.
Yeah.
You know, you're not benefiting me. And
they're
I support causes.
They're hurting us.
Well, that's
yeah.
the thing. And I support causes. And I do support. Unemployment needs to come to an end. We need regulations on Wall Street. The housing industry is still pathetic. I mean,
mm-hmm.
hold off, though, because I'm trying to get my house. But, you know, stuff like that. Like, even in Italy today, I was hearing on the news radio, they have their Occupy because the
mm-hmm.
women in Italy are still not being recognized. They're being treated as second class.
Right.
Okay, see, these things I do support.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you burning me supporting you.
Yeah.
So where's the end result?
So they're burning the stick at both ends.
Exactly. Why
mm-hmm.
should I keep supporting you when you cost me every single day?
Exactly.
You want me to be a part of the 99 is what you're telling me.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's how I feel about the Occupy. I support some of it, but there's got to be a different way to do it. So
yeah.
I'm in agreement with you, Mom. When people protested in the past, you knew what they meant.
Yeah.
You heard
yep,
what they had
yep.
to say,
and
there was no disruption.
They stuck to that story. They stuck to it.
Exactly. There was no disruption
to society. They're
not doing
it this time around.
Daily
like, what
function.
Do they want?
Who knows?
Well, a good point that you brought up, they're unorganized.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the root of the whole problem, that they're not organized. They're just haphazardly saying, yes, I'm tired of this. I lost my job last week.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just lost our home. Yeah, we're going to go down there and let them know.
Right.
Well, all that is good, but still you need to be organized, because if you're not structured and you're trying to tell the government about what's going on, to them it's just like, whatever.
They're not going to listen to them.
No, like I said, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
So you need to be organized and you need to be structured and have a platform to stand on and say, this is what we believe and we're behind 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I agree with both of you. This is getting way too far out of hand.
It is.
They really don't know what they're doing now. And even the people who's coming in there late don't know what they're doing. I'm like, okay, that's what you call blind leading the blind, okay?
Yeah, basically, really. And it's unfortunate because you do have some people who are taken away
mm-hmm.
from the point, because some of the people are coming in doing drug deals. Some people have been sexually assaulted. You know, some people have been violently assaulted. So it's like, it's not all the Occupy people. You just got some jerk-offs that are in minority. Oh, no, no, no.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you were organized, maybe you could fend some of that off.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's, like I said, there's a way to be organized. If y'all remember here about 5 years ago, where I can't remember what the incident was about.
WTO?
No, not WTO. I'm talking about where I think it was the NAACP or Urban League folks, and they marched down I-5. They shut traffic down for
a minute. I remember that, yes.
Okay, and then when it was over with,
everybody went home.
Yep. But they made a point.
Yes, they did.
They made a point.
And
they stopped traffic.
They made their point right there where it's going to count.
That's right.
And if it was I-5, then so be it.
Yep, they sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went home.
There
wasn't nothing about people had to spend more money because
mm-mm.
of that.
Mm-mm.
If anything, it woke their eyes up, and they were like, shoot, there was so many complaints because people were trying to get home from
work.
Trying
to get home.
Pick up their kids and all
you
this.
You
got to
make it right where it counts.
That's right.
Yep.
But it made those people think like, well, what are they protesting for?
Mm-hmm.
What is this about?
Yeah.
You know, but we weren't saying the things like we are now about the Occupy.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. That's right. We're not.
Mm-hmm. Made a point.
I know, it's just crazy.
So it's the way
they need to dissipate and make a plan and then reorganize
and
then
come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Y'all get it? Y'all get the message? Go home, make a plan, reorganize, and then come back, y'all.
Thank you. Because where I work, they were down there camping at City Hall.
Yeah, I saw that.
On the streets. Oh, yeah. Every time I walk by, I have my pepper spray ready.
Yep.
And nothing against the people who were making a good call.
No, not a fan.
But just for the ones who were cutting up, just in case you wanted to cut up with the wrong person,
mm-hmm.
I have something for you.
Yes, I know that's right. Because there's always one or two of them in the
And
bar.
It is. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you guys. Go home, plan, come back,
mm-hmm.
do it right.
Yep, do it right.
And do it right.
And
then you'll make
an impact.
Point.
Stick to the point.
Right. And then you can make an impact on
sure
the government
can.
That people will see.
Yeah.
If they want to stop shoppers down there, then darn it, get you 3 or 4 deep lines and just stand there in front
mm-hmm.
of the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can intimidate people. You don't have to open your mouth or
you
spit
sure
on them or say ugly words.
Mm-mm.
You can just stand there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's intimidation.
And that will get those businessmen down there start asking, what's going on down here? I said, these people are upset. They are stopping us from getting our business.
Business, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets them into the loop and saying and getting what they need to be. I said, yeah, let the businessmen speak for you.
And that's what it is. It takes you hitting their pockets.
Yes.
That's when they'll understand. That was one thing I liked about Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really stop them too much because they were still making their millions and billions
that's
on Wall
right.
Street. But for a minute, while they were out there initially when they started,
mm-hmm.
it slowed down for a minute.
Oh, yeah,
for a minute.
Because they thought they were afraid they was going to shut Wall Street down.
Yeah.
They were
for
afraid
a minute,
of that.
Like Shab said, it started as a good thing.
Right.
A good point. It really
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but somewhere along the line. And then, too, it may be some of the cities. Now, I don't know. I know Seattle is having problems with the Occupied, and so is Portland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's nationwide.
It's nationwide. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's worldwide, too, because they're having trouble in England or
England,
over there.
India,
that's what
China.
Doing the same thing.
Was occupying.
Yeah. They're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they're doing it all over.
It's all over. Because it's affecting everybody.
And it is. It's a worldwide
mm-hmm.
issue, and people do need to stand up, but just do it right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, it's civil unrest, and I don't blame people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I predicted this for the last 2 years, that civil unrest will prevail.
And I agreed with
because
you at that time.
People don't stand up, you get tired of it.
You get tired of getting beat up every day. It's scary now. People are getting desperate.
Yes.
You know, you seen them, I don't know if it was in Tacoma or in Seattle. I think it was in Tacoma. Where those kids was streaming through that store and picking up what they wanted and just walking right back. I mean, they had a line going in and a line coming out, honey, and these kids
stealing.
And they had it on, and the kids did not have nothing to hold their faces. They were boys and girls going there, taking what they want, turn around, walk right back out. They didn't even stop. They just had a line in and a line out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been a message.
I'm telling you. Well, y'all, we've had a wonderful show today, and we hope that you've enjoyed our discussions and topics and also our news items. Next Sunday will be the sports show with Coach Jordan, and after that, y'all, we're going to take 2 weeks off because both those Sundays, Christmas and New Year's, is our show Sunday, so the staff wants the days off, and they're going to enjoy with their family and friends.
And I want to thank you again for every Sunday listening to our show. That's at 4 p.m. every Sunday. Talk to me, and I'll let Bernice and Shaw close it out.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year. Good night.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. And have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a good work week.
All right. And we're out, y'all. Love you.